Welcome everyone. However, we're on Lamed He Amud Bet at the Mishnah. Lamed He Amud Bet at the Mishnah. This should be Lamed Tayin. This should be Lamed He Amud Bet Mishnah. Okay. It says the Mishnah. Hasocher para mechavero. Now, before I start, you have to remind you that a renter is patur if it gets stolen. Sorry, a renter is patur if an accident happens. Okay. If it dies, if I rent the animal from you and it just has a heart attack, I'm patur. If I borrow the animal from you and it has a heart attack,
borrowing it, using it.
But I'm using it, I'm renting it too. I'm renting it, I'm using it. Okay, right, if I pay, again, if you have a rent a cow, okay. I come to Victor's rent a cow. I said, let me have your best model, your Rolls Royce. And you say, here it is. I take it, I ride it, and I park the car, I come back, I had a heart attack. I'm renting it, I paid for it, I'm entitled to it, and therefore, I don't have to pay for it. It's not my problem. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if I come on, I'm the rabbi. I teach you every morning. I don't charge a penny. Stop. Just let me borrow this Rolls Royce cab. So, oh, sure, rabbi. Okay, go ahead, take it. Go ahead. No charge, rabbi. NC. Mm-hmm. Now I drive this $10,000 cab, right? I park it. I get off. I come back. Heart attack. Rabbi, I owe you $10,000. Why I paid that? Last time I didn't have to pay you. Last time you paid $10 for it. I only paid you $10. Right, but once I paid you that $10, I'm a renter. Mm-hmm. I pay you zero, I'm a borrower. Borrows, you get all the enjoyment, you pay nothing, pay $10,000. It's probably pretty smart to pay a dollar every time you rent, every time you borrow something. Safer.
Yeah.
Safer, it's like insurance. Pay a dollar is like paying for insurance, covered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Got it.
Yeah, let's see the case. What happens? Hasocher para mechaveru b'shila acher. What happens if I borrow? I rented a cow from you, so I come to your Victor's rent a cow. And I said, "Give me your best model." So, oh, you have to see this Mercedes cow we have. It's the C series. It's awesome. I said, "Wow, it's a nice one. I like the headlights on those." You know what? Let me rent that cow from you. I rent the cow, and I'm driving down the street, and then I stop, and I says, "Wow, it's a nice model you got there." Yeah, you have to see how she moves. You have to see, yeah, it's unbelievable. The tail works great. Unbelievable. So, yeah, well, can I borrow it? Sure, take it for a spin. I see my friend, and I give the cow that I rented to my friend for a spin. Takes it around the corner, parks it by the grocery store, comes out, dead. Now, on the one hand, he borrowed it from me. But I rented it from you. Now what happens? It's machloket. Tanakama holds, Hachamim hold, that I go to my friend and I say, "Listen, you know, you borrowed a cow." So of course, when I say, "Yeah, I know, I can't believe it. Okay, here's $10,000. He gives me $10,000. Then I go to you and I tell you, my cow died, and I'm ready to swear that it died by accident. I swear, you're out of the picture, and I make $10,000 on your cow."
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's according to Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi says, no, how could I make business on your cow? And therefore, he says that we give the money to you.
To the owner?
To the owner, yes. That's Machloka Rabbi Yossi and Hanim. You understand it?
Yeah, basically, the owner rents it out to somebody else, and then the renter borrows it to somebody else.
Right.
Somebody, and the borrower gets the car, gets whatever the item gets mogled.
Right.
And then he pays not the renter.
That's according to Rabbi Yossi. Chachamim said, no, I can make money.
Okay.
That's the mission. Let's read inside. Hasocher para mechaveru. If you rent a cow from your friend, v'shila lachen, you lent it to somebody else, umete kedarka, and it died normally, yishava hasocher, the renter should swear, Shemeta Kedaka that died normally, Vasho El Yishalem the Socher, and the borrower will pay the renter. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Ketzer Halal says, Chorab Begavarto Shel Chavero. How could this guy make money with his friend's cow? How could, right? El Tachsin Parah Lebalim, rather, you give the Parah back to the Malim, which means you give it back and you pay the first guy. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Avlev Idi Babin Abaya. Mechti. Hasuchem Maikan Lahe Parah. Beshua. Nemele Maskilo Suche. Dal Adla Shuatech. Ba'alam Shabidin Ba'alishman. How could it be, according to the Chachamim, that I can make $10,000 on your cow? Remember that was the case we said. It says, when do I get the cow? When does it become my cow? I have to swear to you that I didn't do it. And that swearing makes it my cow. Now, I could only, this rabbi says, Rabbi Idi Rabin says, I could only swear when you make me swear. So therefore, if Miko is smart, Viki will tell him, you know what, Rabbi? Keep your swear. Right? Your swear is usually to me, right? I don't want you to swear. I'll deal with your borrower myself.
Meaning the owner would...
The owner should tell the renter, you, the owner, should tell me, the renter, Rabbi, I appreciate your willingness to swear. Guess what? I make you patur. You don't have to swear. Now, and I'll deal with it. I'll deal with the issue. And since you're in charge of making me swear, by you not letting me swear, so it'll make it that you, Victor, will get the $10,000 for the guy. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. How could the Chachamim say that I make the $10,000 if Victor's smart? He should just tell the renter, I don't need to swear. And this way he can deal with the other guy. You following? Yeah. So why is the Mishnah doesn't sound like that? So Amaleh, so he told him back, Mi Savat Shochet B'Shua Hu Dekarneh, Mishat Mita Hu Dekarneh, B'Shua, Kedalafiz Dato Shuvah Abayit. He says, really, it's not the swearing that makes it my cow. As soon as the animal dies, it's already my cow. The swearing is just to calm you down that I didn't actually steal it. Right, you understand? But the swearing doesn't, it's not, if you stop me from swearing, it doesn't make it your cow. If you tell me I don't have to swear, then it's my cow without swearing. I got the cow not by swearing. I got the cow by the cow dying while by the shoel, and then by the borrower. And therefore, when the guy, when you tell me, okay, Rabbi, you don't need to swear, it doesn't become your cow. It becomes my cow without swearing. You didn't get that?
My cow without swearing.
In other words, the reason why I swear to you is only in case you suspect me of having hushered it. So I swear to you that it died on its own, and therefore...
Well, this doesn't work.
Therefore, the fact that you tell me, you know what, Rabbi, I don't need you to swear. That's not going to get you the cow. That's just going to get me the cow without swearing. You understand?
Got
it. Okay. Says the Gemara further. And here's a complicated case. Amar Reb Zera. Pa'amim sha'abalim shalmim kama parot l'socher. It could happen that the owner himself will have to pay the renter many cows. Now this is only according to Tana Kama, not according to Rabbi Yossi. But it could happen that you, the owner, might have to pay me for your cow. How does it work? Watch this. Let's say, I'll do it outside. Let's say I come to you, give me your best model. So, oh, you have to see this Lexus cow. She moves like a beauty. She's awesome. Wow. Nice. I like the fenders on those. Okay. I come. How much is she? So you can rent it for 100 days. How much is that? $100. $100, 100 days. Dollar a day. Wow. Nice deal. Give me $100. Now it's mine for 100 days. I will use it for 10 days. Then all of a sudden you come knocking down my door. I can't believe it. I'm out of cows and I got to get to the grocery store. I said, listen, I'm sorry. I rented the cow already. Say, come on, Rabbi, lend me back my cow. So I rented it from you for 100 days, and you asked me to lend it to you for the next 90 days for a trip.
Borrowing your own car.
You're borrowing your own car from the renter. And I said, okay, you know what? I'll be nice to you. Even though I paid for these 90 days, I'm not going to make a big deal of it. Take it for free. I'm not even charging you the dollar a day back. I already paid you $100. Don't worry. That's how I am. Take. So you borrow it for 90 days. Then I come back to you after 10 days, and I tell you, wow, I need to get to the store already. You said, you lent it to me, but I paid for it. But you lent it to me for 90 days. I'm sorry. If you want it back, it's another $80, dollar a day. I said, what? I paid $100 for it already. He said, well, that was before, but then you lent it to me. Now it's another $80. I said, okay. I paid $80 more to get the same cow back. You got the case?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I lend it to you again for 70 days. Okay? And then the cow dies by you.
By the owner.
Yeah.
Not by the renter. By the owner.
Mm-hmm. Now, every time you rented it from me, being that you're I'm a renter, you, even though you're the owner, you're the borrower. You are going to have to pay me for the cow that you borrowed from me that died.
Well, basically, the renter becomes the owner, technically.
Well, not, you're going to borrow, you're going to come to me, and you're going to pay me for the thing. I'm going to go back to you and swear to you that I didn't use it. So the next time you come back to me and you're going to come back again, pay me for the next rental, and I'm going to swear to you again that I didn't have it. And then you're not going to get any money back. It's going to cost you two cows.
Owner, two cows.
You're going to have to give me two cows, and you lose your cow.
Why can't the owner of the cow just pay the renter back his money that he rented it from?
Guess what? You said, I'm not taking refunds right now. I never told you I'm taking refunds. I paid for it already.
The renter got benefits for two cows because you rented it from twice.
He's gonna, in the end of the thing, you lost your cow and you lost the price of two more cows. So you lost three cows. The actual cow and double price of cows. Did you follow that?
I got it. It's not good to borrow your own thing.
Unless, better to pay a dollar for it.
Oh, if you pay him for money.
Even if you give a quarter. Here's a quarter. Okay. You with me? Count to 3 and 10. Amar Rav Zeira says, Pa'amim she'abalim shamim kama parot la'socher. It could happen that the owner could pay many cows to the borrower. Hechi dami, how does it work? Agra mineh l'me'a yami. You rented it, I rented it from you for 100 days. Hada shalim, and then you borrow it back from me. Right? Tashimiyo for 90 days. Hada agra mineh l'me'a yami. Rent it back for 80 days. Other shalimin eh, shimin, you borrow it back for 70 days, right? Umeta betoch, imeshalato. And it died during the 70 days that you borrowed it, okay? Akol shela b'shela, every time you borrowed it, mechayev chadava, you only won one cow. So end up you lost three cows. The cow, and the two borrowers. Good. That was the statement of Rav Zeira. The whole thing is only one cow that came in and out. He says, it went in and out. It used to be a renter and it became a borrower. It went from borrowing and went to renting. And therefore, you should only have to pay me for one cow.
The max.
Right.
The value.
If that's the question of Akhmad, Rabina doesn't like it. So he says, he says back, no. Umi ita la para be'ena, the name of the hachi. Is the para here that you could say patua? In other words, he's saying, this is not two different borrowings. It's only one cow. Like, for example, let's say you still had the cow. Right, I can't come to you and say, hey, you borrowed two cows from me, give me two cows. If the cow is here, you give me the one cow, and that's it. What do you mean, but you borrowed twice? Yeah, but it's the same cow. Take it back in chalas. that's true when the cows, when you're paying for it, each one's a separate bargain.
Each one's like a separate entity.
Meaning, is the parah around that you could be patur for completely? Okay. So there's going to be more by Ashi. I'm off. Let me just switch with you. Hold on a second. Okay. What was it? Now, more bar of Ashi holds that really you only pay one cow. And he tells you the following reason. He says he has a claim for two cows, one borrowing and one, right? One for the loss of the last borrowing and one for the days of the rental. All the borrowing is together and all the rental is together. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Pa'amim Shishneim Bechatat. Sometimes the renter and the borrower might have to bring a korban chatat for lying. How does it work? Pa'amim Shishneim Basham. Sometimes they have to bring an asham. Pa'amim Shishneim Bechatat Doshem Basham. There's two types of korbanot you have to bring when you have a false, when you swore falsely. One time's asham, sometimes the chatat. Sometimes they both have a asham. Sometimes they both have chatat. Sometimes it's the sukkah as chatat and the shuel as asham. Sometimes the sukkah as asham and the shuel as chatat. How does it work? Kafarat mamon asham. Bitui svatayim chatat. The rule is, if you deny money and you lied, then you owe a chat, you owe an asham.
Lending money.
If you owed money and you denied owing the money and you were lying with a swear, you bring a korban asham. If you make a lie that doesn't get you out of paying money, but it's a lie and a swear, then you bring korban chatat. Mm-hmm. So we're telling you there are some times where me and you will both have to bring a korban chatat. Sometimes we both have to bring asham. Sometimes I have a chatat, you have a asham. Sometimes I have a asham, you have a chatat. Mm-hmm. How does it work? Let's see. How can we both have chatat? Again, chatat is when we both swore falsely, but neither of us was trying to get out of money. Kigon, shemete kedarka. Let's say the cow had a heart attack. Ve'amra, and we said, nensa, that it got, had a heart attack. But really, we said that it was an honest, that it was bandits.
Okay.
Okay. when a dog regular, okay, so a borrower is going to be chayav.
Okay.
The renter is going to be patur. Okay. Now, there's two types of dying. Right? It could just die, or it could be taken by robbers. Let's say. You know, if it's taken by robbers, I'm also the same thing happens. The borrower is chayav and the renter is patur.
Okay.
Now, let's say we have this case where the borrower is on the same cow. I swore and you swore that it happened. Now, I have to swear to get out of it because I'm getting money.
Okay.
I'm going to make money because I'm not going to. I'm swearing to get out when I swear that it got stolen.
Okay.
I'm going to be patur. So that swear, if I'm lying, I'm going to have to bring a korban asham.
Okay.
Because I'm getting out of money. You, they're making you swear because they don't want. They're afraid that maybe you hushed it yourself.
Mm.
And therefore, to prove that you don't have it in your house, you have to swear that it got stolen. Now, if it comes out that it wasn't true, you're going to bring a korban asham because you were going to swear and pay anyway. So this swearing didn't get you out of money.
Okay.
And therefore, since you're swearing to get out of money, that's only korban chat. You're going to only have a korban asham. No, you're going to only have a korban chatat. I'm going to have korban asham. What?
Chatat is the most stricter one, right?
Chatat is the one you do when... No, chatat is the one that you didn't get out of money. You have a chatat and I have an asham.
Asham is the most stricter.
Asham is when you did it to get out of money. Correct. Okay? So you, being that you weren't getting out of money because you're paying anyway, you're going to be in the chatat, and I'm going to be in the asham. That's how we both, that's how, no, wrong, I messed up. In this case, me, I'm patur anyway in both cases anyway, because both cases are nensa. Whether it died on its own, or whether it died on its own, or whether it got captured by bandits, it's both onus. So I'm going to be patur in either case. Mm-hmm. You are going to be chayav in either case. Therefore, we're both chatats. Because neither of us got out of money. You were going to pay the money anyway, and I was not going to pay the money anyway. So we're both chatats. That's the case of both chatats. I'm sorry. Good? Next. Pa'amim shishneim ba'asham. How can we both have asham? Kendignava, let's say it got stolen. Okay? We both said metamach malacha. Now, when we saying it got stolen, okay, hold on. When it gets stolen, so we're both going to have to pay. I pay for stealing things, and you pay for stealing things. Okay? And we both swore that it died while working it. Now, dying while working, even a borrower is patur. Okay? You're a borrower, I'm a renter, and we both swore that it died while it was working. And really, it was stolen. Now, if we do that, I was getting out of money when I swore. Because I don't have to pay for mitzvah and gneva I do. So I'm going to have Hashem. You were getting out of money too. Because you were going to have to pay for gneva and you said mitzvah. And therefore we're both going to bring Hashem in that case. You got that or no?
Yeah, he lied basically.
We both lied in a swear. And both of our lies made us patur for money. Because both of us, for mitzvah, we both...
And then you did the Hashem...
Right.
For
that. Next. Now, how can it be that I have a chatat and you have an asham? Which means I was not getting out of money and you were getting out of money. Let's say, for example, let's say it died a natural death, had a heart attack. And we both said that it died machmelcha.
That don't work.
Okay, so there, I'm patur either way. I'm patur if it dies naturally, and I'm patur machmelcha. So for me, I'm going to bring a korban chatat. Chatat is one when I didn't get out of money. You, you're chayav for dying regularly, and you're patur metamachla. So since you swore to metamachla, which makes you patur, and really you were lying because it was dying naturally, and you're chayav, therefore you're going to bring Hashem because you were getting out of something and I wasn't. Mm-hmm. You got that? Or should I repeat that? Or should I repeat it one more time?
Hashem is with the money, yeah.
Right. Next. Now you have another case. Right. Ben kach uben miftar patur chayav chatat. Shoel mechayav meta kedaka vekapat anashem meta machmelcha ba'asham. Here's the last case. Socher ba'asham v'shoel b'chatat. How do we have a case that the renter has an asham? I have the asham and you have the chatat. How does it happen then? And saying that you get away with only a chatat and I have to bring asham because I was trying to get out of money. What's the case? Let's say the cow got stolen. And we said, died regular. Okay. It really was stolen and died regular. Now, socher, me, I'm chayav for gneva, but patur for died regular. So I was trying to get out. Right? Because I said that it died regular, which would get me patur. But really, it was stolen, which makes me chayav. And therefore, I was, with that my swear, I was trying to get out of paying. Therefore, I have Hashem. Yeah. But you, Inte, you have to pay. Well, either way, you have to pay. Whether it's stolen or whether it's regular, you have to pay.
So then you do
chatat. So therefore, you're going to be chatat. Correct. Okay. Okay.
Now, the Gemara asks.
Anytime
there's money involved that you...
That you're getting out of, it's Hashem. Correct. Now, the Gemara says, my kamashlan. What do you come to teach me with all these cases? What's the chidush? They're obvious. Says the Gemara. La fuki midi Rabbi Ami. This is coming to exclude of Ami's rules. What does Rabbi Ami say? He says, Kol shivua shlani mashmin ota, en lo yimashim shivua pitui. Shneimar, o nishba, ki tishba, v'zotayim, ki tishba me'atzma, kamash malan. Dam Rabbi Ami. Because Rav Ami holds that when Betin makes you swear, you're not chayav chatat. And therefore, even whenever you swear something that didn't get you out of money,
okay,
which we said all along, we're saying that you have a chatat, Rav Ami disagrees with us. And he holds, when you're not trying to get out of money, when do you have to bring a korban chatat? When you volunteered to swear without getting out of money.
Okay.
Right? Let's say, is it true that there was an eclipse? I swear there was an eclipse. You volunteered that swear. Okay. That's when you bring korban chatat when you lied. Okay. But when Bedin made you swear and you didn't get out of money, you don't have to bring korban.
Okay. That's
what Rami said. And our Gemara is saying, no, that's not true. Okay. Even when Bedin makes you do it, you're still going to have to swear.
Uh-huh.
And that's the chidush of this whole thing. Did you get that or no?
Yeah. Volunteering swearing.
According to Rav Ami, only volunteering swearing. And therefore, the chidush of all these four cases to teach you that even non-volunteering swearings could make you chayav chatat. Good? Mm-hmm. So the itma we learned. Shomer shemasal shomer. What happens if I was a watcher? You gave me your thing to watch. Please watch my Ferrari. So I didn't know you had a Ferrari. Yeah, that's how we roll, Rabbi. Ferrari. Okay, fine, I'll watch for you. You're going away with your friends as usual? Okay, I'll watch for you. And then I said, you know something? I'm really in a rush. I can't watch this Ferrari. I got to go give a class. Shimshin, can you watch Victor's Ferrari for him? Sure. Okay, for now. What happens now? Something happens to it.
From the borrower to a borrower.
I'm not borrowing. I was watching. When I'm a watcher, I'm not allowed to use it. I can't go on. If I'm a borrower, I can take it for a ride in the Garden State, right? I'm not a borrower.
Watcher.
I'm a watcher.
And then the second watcher again.
And then, but I got tired of watching it for you, and I gave it to somebody else. Yeah. Rav says, Yeah, I'm patur. Which means, Rav says, if you come back to me, let's say something happens to the car. Let's say I was watching it for free. We're both watching for free. And it gets stolen from Shimshon's house. Rav says, I'm patur. Since I would have been, if it was stolen from my house, I'd be patur. So Shimshon says, I'm also patur. Like Rav, simple. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm chayav. Yeah, why is that? He's saying, Rav says I'm patur, right? And Rav is saying, according to Abaya, Rav is saying, I'm patur, even if I lowered your level of watching, right? Because we know that a paid watchman is more chayav than a free watchman. So let's say you paid me to watch it. And I didn't pay Shimshon to watch it. So I lowered your level of Shemirah. Still, if something happens that I would be patur for, let's say it has a heart attack, being that I would be patur, I'm patur, even though you could say, who told you to lower my level? When I had it by you, I was covered for more stuff. When I have it by him, I'm covered for less stuff. Who gave you the right to do that? Still, Rav holds, I'm allowed to do what I want with it. I'm allowed to give it to him. And as long as something happens that I'm patur, I'm gonna be out of it. That's according to Rav. And Rav Yochanan says the other way around. Rav Yochanan says Yechayav no matter what. And he says Yechayav, even if I upgrade it, which means even if I was a free watchman. Okay. And I paid Shimshon to watch the Ferrari.
Okay.
So I upgraded you.
I was
a free watchman. Okay? So I was going to be patur for everything, except for negligence. I gave it to him and I paid him. So I upgraded you. I gave you extra insurance. Not just are you patur for the negligence. Now you even patur if it... You can get paid. Now you even can get paid even by me. You only get paid if you're negligent.
Got it.
By him, you get paid negligent. Even stolen, you get paid.
Because we upgraded.
So you can't have any claim on me. I upgraded you. Well, you can't come back to me. Why did you give it to Shimshon? I said, what do you mean? I upgraded you. Still, if Yochanan holds, the rabbi who says that I am chayav, which was Rabbi Yochanan, he'll say that I'm chayav even when I upgraded you. Because what right do you have to give my item to somebody else? Even though you upgraded, I only trusted you. So again, the rabbi who says you're patur even if you downgraded. And the rabbi who says you're chayav even if you upgraded. You follow all that? Okay, and we're going to soon see how we see that. Very cool. Oh, they can't get audio for the microphone. What is this? That's not good. Was it recording?
No.
You recording? I don't hear anything.
34 minutes recording.
I don't hear anything.
It's still recording.
Oh, we're recording now?